At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
US markets provide investors with an opportunity to invest into themes that are usually not present in India. These include cloud computing, e-commerce, artificial intelligence, etc. Hi, I'm Abhinav Kaul, and in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, I spoke with Mahavir Kaswa, VP Research Passive Fund at Motilal Oswal Mutual Fund, to get his perspective on investment themes one can consider in the US. Over the past 1.5 years, there has been more attention on international investing as people have seen these markets withstand the COVID-19 impact with more stability. Mahavir, why investment beyond the Indian market is important for portfolio diversification?
India's listed market cap is merely 3% as compared to global market cap. This shows significant investment opportunity lies outside India. However, looking at current mutual fund AUM, not even 0.5% of AUM is invested in overseas market. Investing in international equities is one of the most overlooked asset class. It offers great diversification opportunity as it usually tends to have very low correlation to Indian equity. This in effect reduces overall portfolio volatility over a medium to long term and could potentially improve performance as well. Further, overseas equity offers exposure to some of unique business opportunities and global brands that are not available in India.
What are different options available when it comes to investing internationally? Also, what are the popular themes or regions one should consider investing?
There are a number of ways to take exposure to international equity, such as direct equity, fund of fund investing in international equities, passive funds tracking or replicating international indices. However, when it comes to investing overseas, investors should be mindful of cost since it's quite expensive and administrative. Mutual funds and particularly passive funds such as index fund or exchange-traded funds makes this complex task easy and economical. Investors can invest in all 500 stocks that are part of S&P 500 index in just 500 rupees, that too at a very low expense ratio, which is usually close to 0.5%. When it comes to popular themes, globally investors consider investing in themes such as US, technology, developed markets and emerging markets for diversification. Over past few years, and especially during pandemic, another investment theme that is emerging where investors have shown increasing interest in investing in companies that are active in disruptive technology and innovative healthcare.
You mentioned about mid-sized disruptive technology and innovative healthcare companies as an emerging theme. Aren't these companies at a greater risk from taper tantrum and new virus variants? Also, what are the things to keep in mind while investing in such funds?
Arguably, companies active in technology space such as disruptive technology and innovative healthcare are less prone to economic event. These companies tend to spend relatively higher portion of revenue on research and development activity as compared to some of mid-sized companies. Usually, such companies are smaller in size and tend to experience higher price and volatility due to idiosyncratic events. Investors can watch out for unique business model led by technology or new patent filings for closely tracking such companies. Investors who have higher risk appetite to take risk and can hold on such investment for long term can consider investing in such funds. Further, if I can add here, investors should evaluate their risk profile with the help of financial planner or investment advisor before investing in overseas equity. However, according to our internal research, allocation between 20 to 40% of overall portfolio is ideal allocation to overseas equity as it greatly helps reduce portfolio volatility.
Well, there is a clear interest and demand for international equities as Indian investors look for avenues to diversify their portfolios and take advantage of the growing international stock markets. But experts suggest taking financial experts' advice before taking the bet. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in.
for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.